Harry and Meghan not surprised Queen didn't take ownership in alleged racism row, claim. By Victoria Friedman on August 19, 2021. Meghan and Prince Harry allegedly were not surprised Queen Elizabeth II did not take ownership of accusations of racism in the royal family. The sources speaking to the unauthorized biographers of the woke couple claim. A major rift was formed when in March, former TV actress Meghan Markle claimed during an interview with Oprah Winfrey that there had been concerns and conversations about how dark his, Archie's, skin might be when he's born, suggesting it was one member of the royal family who made the alleged remarks. In an unusual move from the monarch to comment on tabloid gossip, Buckingham Palace released a statement at the time saying that with regards to the alleged conversations, some recollections may vary, in what appeared to be the Queen diplomatically suggesting the woke royals were misremembering or even lying. Now, authors of the unauthorized biography Finding Freedom, Omid Scobie and Carolyn Durand, claim in the epilogue of the undated book published by People magazine and reported by major British broadcaster ITV. The Queen's recollections may vary comment did not go unnoticed by the couple, who a close source said were not surprised that full ownership was not taken. Months later and little accountability has been taken, a pal of Meghan added. How can you move forward with that? The quote suggests that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex cannot move on until the Queen acknowledges and owns the alleged racism. Following the original accusations in the spring, Prince William had responded to the media that we are very much not a racist family. The rift created between brothers William and Harry was reportedly still so great that during the funeral of their grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, less than a month after the bombshell accusations, William had asked cousin Peter Phillips to walk between him and Harry during the funeral cortege. Harry continued to add fuel to the fire. However, in successive interviews where he compared royal life to being like in a zoo or the Truman Show, and in detailing what he called a lot of genetic pain and suffering which got passed on, appeared to indicate that he had been badly parented by his father, Prince Charles, who in turn had been failed by his own father, Prince Philip. During the same interview with Dax Shepherd on the Armchair Experts podcast, Prince Harry had also called the American First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech, press, assembly, and religion, bonkers. A report from July revealed that Meghan's husband was writing an autobiography to tell the highs and lows, the mistakes, the lessons learned in his life, with Random House expecting to publish the memoir in late 2022.